A Century in the Making: How to Drink a 100-Year-Old Cognac.
The cobwebs on these barrels give you an idea of just how long Rémy Martin spends on its Louis XIII cognac. It takes three generations for the cognac to make it from vine to bottle. Blending Louis XIII takes patience. The people that do it will never see the fruits of their labor. That's partly what makes the brand so sought after and exclusive. Vincent Guéret is the head of estates at Rémy Martin. We met up with him in London to learn more about the art of making and tasting the finest cognac.
When one thinks of sipping cognac at the end of an evening or end of a fine meal, they think that's almost a luxury item. It's to be able to sip it, to enjoy it, to really feel that you're enveloped in luxury. Why do you think that is?
Well, luxury for me is really about rarity and about time and about intensity of emotion. With cognac, you've got the epitome of those three things.
Describe for me the kind of person who enjoys cognac. Who is it for?
Happy few. Joke aside, it's royalties, it's politicians, it's Epicureans. Mm. One of the first sommeliers I saw speaking about Louis XIII used to tell me an anecdote. He used to say that in his bar, when someone is ordering a glass of Louis XIII, he's asking his sommelier to actually take the longest possible route in the bar to go to the table, so everybody knows.
All right, well, you've tempted me, and I want to try it. So let's try
something. So, moment of truth?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. I've never had cognac before, so let's try.
All right.
Now, the glass is also important, isn't it?
The glass is very important, obviously, to really enjoy an assemblage of this complexity, of this age. Please don't use a big balloon glass. Give a chance really to all those aromas to express themselves, because they will come up gently one after the other to your nose, and each time you will smell the glass or you will have a tiny sip, a new cognac will come to you. It should be nearly sticking to the glass. And for the first nose, try not to dive in the glass too quickly. It's very tempting, but if you stay above the glass, that's where you're going to see the incredible lift. It's as if, yes, the sweet aromas are coming up by themselves. It is quite delicate. It's very floral. It's just, you know, ticklish to the nose. And now, if you go right deep in the glass, you have another cognac altogether. It's very fruity. So try to smell again, because you have to condition yourself. Because that's, you know, that a lot of us, we do taste with the back of our nose. So have this tiny sip, wet your lips, and try to just crush one drop under your teeth. And if you do this very naturally, it's going to coat the whole of your palate. Very gently.
It's very subtle.
Yes. I'm afraid it's only but downhill from
now. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
This has been a real pleasure.
Santé.
Merci.